Marquette University Law School Professor Gregory O'Meara wrote on behalf of the State Bar's Criminal Law Section that this plan would provide a new legal defense for malevolent, reckless, or paranoid people who shoot trick-or-treaters or repairmen on their porch. O'Meara says juries would be given clear instructions in those cases.
What this does is, even if someone isn't being reasonable, they get the presumption that they are acting reasonably.
O'Meara says that would also provide a solid defense to any man who kills his wife in cold blood without witnesses in the family home. O'Meara says all the man has to do is tell a judge he mistakenly thought his wife was an intruder.
The court has to instruct the jury that he is presumed to be acting in self-defense at that point.
O'Meara says the state bar's criminal law section unanimously opposes the plan. The section consists of judges, prosecutors, and defense lawyers. O'Meara says he'd like to see Governor Scott Walker veto the bill, although that seems unlikely. Walker would not commit to signing the bill, but he spoke of it favorably.
Assuming the bill does everything that it originally was set out to do, that to me makes sense, just like concealed carry did. We're not the first state.
The proposal was widely popular in the legislature, with both Republicans and Democrats voting in favor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.